country of origin labeling, or COOL as it is more commonly known, has been in the agriculture vocabulary since September 2008. At that time, the United States implemented legislation requiring retailers to notify their customers of the country of origin of commodities, including all cuts of beef and pork, and even ground beef and ground pork. Our Canadian government has fought the burdensome labeling and tracking system from the very beginning. We have maintained that the United States meat labeling requirement is discriminatory to livestock from Canada and Mexico, and a World Trade Organization panel has agreed with our stand more than once. In fact, the WTO panel gave the United States a deadline to comply with its trade obligations. COOL has led to the disintegration of the North American supply chain, created unpredictability in the market, and imposed additional costs for producers on both sides of the border. May 23rd was that WTO compliance deadline, and on that day, the U.S. released a final rule with little change to its original legislation. Our government has stated very strongly its disappointment with the regulatory changes put forward by the United States. The changes do not bring the United States into compliance with its WTO obligations, and our government will be considering all options at its disposal, including the use of retaliatory measures. Despite the COOL controversy with the United States, our government has been focused on expanding international markets for the entire agriculture sector. Our government is currently undertaking the most ambitious trade expansion plan in Canadian history, and agreements with other countries continue to be reached on a regular basis. Today we have beef, beef products, and or bovine genetics reaching 22 countries, including China, Hong Kong, Saudi Arabia, Russia, the Philippines, and Japan. In addition, we have reopened expanded access for Canadian pork or swine in 12 countries, including Malaysia, Mongolia, South Korea, Ukraine, and Thailand. Our government will continue to stand with and support our livestock producers as we fight COOL. However, we will not only focus on the United States market, but will continue to seek international market opportunities for our world-class products. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament, wishing you a good day.